This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Way to place for real. Track burns like a real. Spin it in your face. Spin it in your face. Play it in your, play it in your face. Can't wait to get you shook up faster than you can try to hate it. You can try to hate it. You can try to fake it. But baby, I know you say.
7 after the hour, it's the Good Day program. Doug Steffen in Israel. Wednesday, the 21st of December, first day of winter time. Yes, it's winter in Israel. The average daily temperature is about 65 to 70 during the day, and at night it's about 40, 45. And in the, this is only a 2-month period. From now until mid-February, this is what the weather is like here. And then it steams back up again. So if you were to come here in the summertime, you would experience temperatures of 100 degrees plus a day in the daytime. Each day, temperatures 100, 105. It's like being in a sauna. I've never been here at that time of the year, and I frankly wouldn't want to be here at any time when it was that hot. But it is a great place, learning lots of lessons and hoping to pass along some of them. In this hour, in-depth, Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. We're fixing it so you can watch the video of me being in the studio here in Israel. Facebook.com/ DJV show. And I have that up and running in a moment or two. In the meantime, I thought it would be worth my while. Well, this is not about me. This is about you. But worth your while to listen to me do sort of a travelogue for the next 4, 5, 6 minutes of where I've been and what my observations are, how people in the U.S. perceive what goes on here, the president and his relationship, our president in the moment, and his relationship to the president, to the prime minister of Israel, and what the new administration is probably going to be all about. The situation without politics, just an observation, it's either politics or religion that rules the day here. That's pretty much what it is. Do you think that's the way it is in our country as well? Is it politics and religion that rule the day, or are there other things that are as important or maybe more important? Think about your life and what rules the way you spend your time and how you think and what you think. At this time of the morning, perhaps many of you are getting up and getting ready for work, and that's what's on your mind. You go to the shower, you have something to eat, you get in your car or some form of transportation to get to your job. You're focused on what you have to do for your 8, 9, 10 hours, maybe 12 hours, focused on your job. And then after that, you get home or you're going shopping. But how much of the time during the day do you devote to thinking about things that are not about your job, not about your family? Because the job and the family, for most people, come first, then politics, then religion. That's the way I perceive of it in America. In Israel, no. That's not the way I perceive of it. In Israel, it's religion foremost, not for all, because not everybody is as devoted to Judaism as you would think, although there are more folks who are passionate about their religion. But the ethnicity of being an Israeli is very important. Number one, I think. That's my perception of it. And then, and that has a religious and also a political connection to it. And then after that comes their work, and their family is in there somewhere. Maybe family comes after religion. But it really is a different way of thinking. And that's brought about because of the reality of where they find themselves. And that is a geographic reality, that's an ethnic reality, that's a political reality, This place, this small country, is the passageway for people coming from Africa to get to Europe. If you go west of here, it's the Mediterranean Sea. If you go east of here, it's the desert. So even though this is a big pile of rock and not much grows here, unless you're in the Jordan Valley or some of the other areas where there is enough water to be able to have some kind of growth. I just was at a kibbutz about an hour ago at the top of the highest point here in Jerusalem, and there's a country club there. You know, again, people say, okay, all they do here is fight and throw rockets and, you know, don't like each other. But there is a real world here, and people who have esteem belong to the country club. There's no golf course. There are two golf courses in the entire country, and they're all up north where there's more greenery. But there is what they call a country club where people can go and they can, it's in a kibbutz, so they can share a certain amount of athletic activities and they can enjoy the grounds and that sort of thing. But it's not like what we're used to, even in the drives. We went to Arizona and played golf on a country club. That's what we consider our arid part. New Mexico, around Las Vegas, certainly Southern California, you can find a golf course. And basically, those areas that I'm describing for you are the same arid desert as we have here. This is a desert, or it's a big pile of rock, limestone rock. That's what this is. But there's enough facility to get through here to go, as I say, north or south. So the people who have trickled through from Africa and have gone into from Israel into Greece and into Turkey and on up into Europe, this is the pathway that they have used traditionally. And that's where you go back through the centuries. I was at Herod's Castle this morning, which is outside of town about 14, 15 miles. For those of you biblically who remember the story of Herod, he was an Israeli king, a Jewish king, but he had ties to the Romans, and that's why most of the Israelis didn't like him, because he wasn't a real Israeli, he was a Roman. And he meant this. We're going to post some of these pictures that I took this morning of the things that were built there 2,000 plus years ago. It's really amazing what has survived. And so as I do this travelogue, I'm giving you a couple of different bits and pieces of information and perspective. The fact that we are 45 miles from where I sit is Amman, Jordan, which is the capital of Jordan. I am about 200 miles from the Syrian border, where all of the activity is taking place, where people are being pushed out. What various sects there are in the Muslim faith, the people who are in charge in Syria want to get rid of some and keep others. And so there's this almost holy war within the Muslim religion of people who don't. Do you realize this is my underscore of how destructive religion is, and how people get these fanatical points of view, whether they be Christians, whether they be Muslims, whether they be Jews, whatever it is, the kind of, and it's so underscored, it's so pronounced here, when you see the kinds of things that go on in the name of the beliefs that they have, that are back to what I said when we first got started, the hallmark of their life. And it's hard for most of us who are Americans, who've grown up in the atmosphere they've grown up in, to understand until you come to a place like this where fanaticism, I mean, we got plenty of fanatics, political fanatics, religious fanatics, yeah, we got those people. But the pronouncement of the beliefs and of the impact that they have on the way folks live is nowhere near as serious, if that's the right word, or impactful in our country as it is here. And most of this stuff is impactful because everything's so tight. Again, 200 miles to the Syrian border. They don't have a Syrian problem here because they won't let them in, and they guard their border. I was, as we drove back from King Herod's, go through the West Bank, and I have some pictures of a settlement on the West Bank. You know, we hear all this talk about the West Bank, and the Israelis weren't supposed to settle there because the Palestinians didn't want them there, and there was a war fought about it. And so after the Second War, they built homes there. But you can see the way that This is what's so crazy about this place. There are two hills. On one hill, on the West Bank, is where the Israelis have built their settlements that were controversial and still are. On the other side of the hill are where the Palestinians are, and you can't, there's a big sign that says Israelis are not allowed. You can't drive. I could go, because I'm not an Israeli, if I wanted to walk up into the hills of the other side of the West Bank and see the Palestinian villages and how they live and so forth. I wouldn't want to. As you go up the highway, you see this 40-foot strip which has barbed wire and fences on both sides of it, and the Israeli soldiers are in Humvees and MRAPs driving up these areas, these channels, just to keep their eye on what the Palestinians are doing. Now, the Palestinians aren't doing that. They don't have vehicles, and they don't have fences on the other side that they can patrol to keep the Israelis out, because the Israelis really are not the aggressors here, although the Palestinians will tell you they are, because they've taken this land that was the Palestinians. I mean, you can have a headache after you get done figuring or trying to figure out what goes on here. But my point, trying to bring you into a focus of how this place has become so important, it's the only way you can get from Africa into Europe if you're going to not be using an airplane or not be using a boat. And so that's why it's been so important over the ages. And so the Syrians bypass, that are going into Europe through Turkey and Greece, they bypass northern Israel by just a sliver of land that is basically Jordanian, although there's a tip of Syria that gets in there as well. But all of this hubbub is right here. And yet these people, I'm in a very progressive technological world, a compound here that has this studio in it, television and radio. It's like any studio I've ever been in any part of the country. It just is so dramatic what you feel and you sense here, and I'm trying to portray that. I hope you're getting that flavor and that color. 18 past the hour on Good Day.
Tis the season to enjoy Sprint's new unlimited plan with the third, fourth, and fifth lines for free. Get unlimited mobile-optimized data, talk, and text for only $100 a month for a family of five when you bring your number to Sprint. That's five lines for only $100 a month. A plan like this with AT&T would cost you over $200 a month. And Verizon? They don't even have an unlimited data plan. No more worries about running out of data or surprise overcharges. Switch to Sprint today. Visit a Sprint store, sprint.com/freedom, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1.
Lines 3 through 5 free until 1/31/18. After pay an additional $30 per month per line. Prices with auto pay, coverage, and offer not everywhere for this kind of phone, subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, and premium content. Limited for video up to 480p, music up to 500 kilobits per second, and games up to 2 megabits per second. Prohibited network use rules apply and data deprioritization during congestion. AT&T plan not an exact match. See carrier website for details. Restrictions apply.
Ready for girls' night out?
Can't. Gotta finish my holiday shopping.
How about girls' night out at Ulta Beauty? It's the place for picking up fab last-minute gifts for everyone on our list. And ourselves, too. Let the gifting begin and end with Tarte eyeshadow palettes, limited edition philosophy bath sets, or Hot Tools curling irons. Best girls' night ever. Hurry into Ulta Beauty for ready-to-go gifts or gorgeous gift cards for all your favorite beauty lovers. This holiday, there's only one place to get glam and get gifts. Ulta Beauty. Joy to the girl.
The Covercraft products you know and trust are now available directly to you at Covercraft.com. You'll find custom car covers manufactured with high-performance fabrics, Carhartt seat covers in new Realtree camo patterns, dash mat dashboard covers, Colgan custom bras, specialty protection products from Canine Covers, and a whole bunch more. Be sure to use the code DRIVE at checkout to receive free shipping in the continental U.S. Get protection for whatever you drive at Covercraft.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Craig Sammet from Anthem. Did you know that premature birth is the number one cause of death of babies? That's why the Anthem Foundation is working with the March of Dimes to fight to end premature birth and birth defects. But you can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together, we can help save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
Kramer Kay is a beauty expert, lifestyle expert, has worked at Shape Magazine, beauty and fashion director at Star. She's a perfect person to talk about some of the holiday gifting, the buzz, if you will, for people on both sides of the spousal aisle, if you will. Cheryl, happy to have you here. Thinking about beauty, I bought some things for the lady in my life that would be considered, I suppose, beauty items. I'm not very good at it. Do you have advice for people in terms of getting good things if they really don't know what they're looking for or don't know what they're doing, which is basically me?
Well, I suspect you did a lot better than you think, but I have got some no-brainer, goof-proof beauty ideas here. So in case somebody is not happy, I've got it for you. Let's start with Burt's Bees. They do beautiful makeup now, and they have terrific lip colors. They have lip glosses, gloss crayons. They have a lipstick. They're all different types of lip products, but what they all have in common is that they're all natural and super hydrating, which is really important this time of year. And for that, there's Burt's Bees BB Cream. It's a moisturizer. It has lightweight coverage, and it makes skin look firmer and less lined, which I am very grateful for. The lip products are $8.99. The BB cream is $14.99.
I'm betting that a lot of this stuff you can find more information about online as well.
Yes. When you go to the Burt's Bees website, they have really specific descriptions of all the different products. They have product reviews, so you know what you're getting into.
Yeah. So when it comes to you, I'm just interested in your own process here. What can we learn from Cheryl Kramer Kay's process when it comes to getting things that are not going to be tossed, that are not going to be put aside or re-gifted? I think that's a big problem with people, don't you think?
You know, I have nothing against a good re-gift. If somebody gives me a gift that I know someone else will love, I'm actually pretty happy about that. But my process is very simple. I see almost every beauty product that comes out. And if it's something that I use and I want to keep on using after the story I've written is done, I know it's going to make a great gift for somebody else. One of those products I want to talk about is a blow dryer that's really a game changer. It's the Infinity Pro by Conair 3Q Dryer. It has 70% more air pressure than most dryers, but with at a lower temperature. So you're getting all of the great blow dry, but without the heat damage that often comes along with that. It's made with ionic and ceramic technology, which gives you more shine and less frizz. And here's something that everyone will appreciate. It has reduced noise levels, so you can hear yourself think while you're blow drying your hair. This is a very well-made, built-to-last blow dryer, and it's worth the investment of $99.99 at drug and mass retailers. So I just want to give you a couple more things before we run out of time, because there is a lot of shopping left to be done. There are some beautiful fragrance kits that you can get. These are all available at Walgreens for just $20 a set. There's one from Jennifer Lopez called Glow Eau de Toilette and J. Lo Eau de Parfum. Then there's one from Katy Perry. This is great for teen girls, in particular, Mad Love. And then for every guy, the Manly Man Stetson Holiday Collection. And last but not least, there's a website that you can go to for everybody else. You can't think of what to get them, go to Crate Joy. They do those subscription box services, and you can get one for pretty much anyone in your life. There's ones for CrossFit and weightlifting. There's a bath one with natural oils and bath salts. There's one called the Muse Monthly where you get the newly released novel and the tea to drink along with it. It's just a great resource, terrific price range. It's CrateJoy.com.
Wow, what fabulous advice. Thank you. Cheryl Kramer Kay here with a lot of beauty and lifestyle advice for the last-minute Christmas gift-giving, a person who's hard to get something for on your list. Part of the holiday season includes...
Are you looking for a tool that can quickly change from...
Let me try that again. Part of the holidays include giving back. One less obvious way to give back may include giving the gift of higher education. How about we listen all of us together to Jay Curtis, who has a very interesting story about advanced education and some thoughts for the holidays.
Going back to school is not always an easy decision. Dr. Henrik Eilers, Executive Dean of the School of Advanced Studies, University of Phoenix, says the rewards are worth it.
The decision to earn a master's or doctoral degree requires a major commitment of time, effort, and finances. But it's a valuable investment of time and money, helping professionals enhance their careers and make an impact in their field.
According to Dr. Eilers, using research and education as tools for developing new solutions to challenges in society can enhance not only researchers' careers, but benefit their communities as well.
Advanced degree programs highlight research that positively impacts our community. Students and educators alike put an emphasis on making a meaningful social contribution and influencing change through research.
For more, visit phoenix.edu. Now you're
Haiti
in the know
and the Bahamas
from
are still
University
devastated
of Phoenix.
By the effects of Hurricane Matthew this past October. As a leader in the region, the Sandals Foundation, the nonprofit arm of the Sandals and Beaches Resorts, feels it's our responsibility to lend a helping hand to our neighboring islands. Please donate to the Sandals Foundation Hurricane Matthew relief efforts. 100% of your donation goes towards emergency relief, like water, food, and shelter, along with products to clean and sanitize local water supplies. Donate today by visiting sandalsfoundation.org.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Doug Steffen here for Wednesday the 21st. I think the official Kara, Doug with Kara here in this hour, official starting time of winter is sometime between 3 and 4 this afternoon Eastern time, if I'm not mistaken. So tomorrow, actually, first full day of winter. We are 4 days away from Christmas. I'm spending Holy Week here in Israel, but there are other things going on. We're going to meet a lady who is pretty savvy when it comes to the relationship that Arab women have to Israeli women in Israeli society. A pretty interesting anecdotal conversation. First, a reminder of what our giveaway is today. Those of you who want to stick around through the next 3 or 4 hours, we're going to give away an HP Sprocket. So you say to yourself, wait a minute, what's an HP Sprocket? It is a tech gift that a lot of people are looking for this holiday season. This bundle includes a choice of white with rose gold trim or black with silver trim. It's the Sprocket, 3 extra packs of zinc paper, 70 sheets total, and a neoprene case. The Sprocket is this, it's a little bit bigger than your smartphone. It's wireless, lets you print all your favorite photos onto 2x3-inch photo paper. No ink, no mess, no fuss, nothing. It's perfect for the holidays to snap photos and instantly be able to share hard copies, which is not so easy when you're just, you know, you use your iPhone, you take your pictures, and you say, okay, look here. But if you want to have a permanent record of it that you can put in an album or something, this is the way to do it. It's a $130 giveaway. We'll be doing that at some point later on during the day today. The EPA has concluded that hydraulic fracturing, the stuff that the process that's used to get oil out of the ground and gas out of the ground in certain areas, it's a contaminated mess. For some people, or at least in some circumstances, contaminating the water supply. This is the final study. First part of it was issued last year, and now there's more information as we hear in this wrap.
Fracking can contaminate drinking water, according to a new study by the Environmental Protection Agency. Fracking is a way of extracting oil and natural gas by injecting water combined with certain chemicals into the ground, forcing fossil fuels into a well. And the report warns that basically every step of that process, from pumping water for use in fracking to disposing of the wastewater, can pollute drinking water. That's probably not going to sit well with President-elect Donald Trump. During his campaign, he promised to loosen fracking regulations, and he recently picked pro-fracking politician Rick Perry to head the Energy Department. The EPA does admit it couldn't actually calculate how often fracking affected drinking water or how severe the impact actually was at a national level, but the agency says that didn't impact its ability to assess the issue at a local level. The new report is a complete turnaround from last year's draft of the same report, where the EPA said it found no evidence that fracking contaminated water.
Well, that's the whole point here. The situation with fracking is still a question that hasn't been answered. They can give you more information, but they'll tell you they're not sure. It may be. It's possible. Well, I think. And so there's no... The two arguments here are, well, if there's a worry or a concern that it might be a problem, then we ought not do it. And there are good arguments for that. And then on the other side, when you think, okay, this is something that we kind of need to be oil independent, and so why wouldn't we do it until there is such evidence that's hard and fast that it's bad? My own opinion is that there's good and bad. There's always good and bad to everything. But I think the good outweighs the bad here until they come out of... I would think it would be fairly easy to do a study and find out if there's oil in the water in these areas where there's been fracking. If there's no oil in the water, then what are they talking about? Oil is very measurable. It's very touchable. It's easily visible. So you either have it in the water or you don't have it. I don't see what the big deal is. In the meantime, keep doing it. All right, another item of interest here that brings us around to sort of understanding some other things going on in the world. Yes, there are other things going on in the world other than what's happening here in the Middle East. There's a think tank report that suggests that some recent satellite images show that China has installed anti-aircraft and anti-missile weapons on some of its man-made islands in the South China Sea. Let's see what's being done to up the stakes. Listen to this.
A U.S. think tank says China has built military weapons on some contested islands in the South China Sea. The Asia Maritime Transparency Initiative tracks changes on three island chains using satellite images. The group says recent images show China constructed anti-aircraft guns and other weapon systems on seven artificial islands it created in the Spratly Island chain. This matters for two reasons. One, the islands are located along busy trade routes. And two, the additions mean China could be preparing for conflict. The Spratly Islands consist of more than 100 small islands and reefs in the South China Sea. Taiwan, Vietnam, Malaysia, and the Philippines have all claimed some of those islands, but the Chinese government says it owns the majority of the region. If a conflict were to erupt in the South China Sea, it could affect the global economy. The Council on Foreign Relations estimates $5.3 trillion of trade passes through the area, and over $1 trillion of those goods are traded to or from the U.S. The Chinese government denies claims that the construction is for military use.
All right. So this is the same kind of situation as exists here in the Middle East. Same kind of stuff. China says they own it. Palestinians say they own it. The Taiwanese say they own it. The Israelis say they own it. It's the same stuff. These things go on. These battles for territory go on and are timeless. I mean, that's what the whole history of the Middle East is all about. I own this. This is mine. I'm going to fight you until I get it. I think it belongs to me because the Romans said it was theirs. And, you know, it's all about conquest. And I'm not impressed at all, nor am I moved by what the Chinese are doing there, Frank. I don't think they're going to start a war because they are smart enough to know there's no window of war. Can they get edgy and pushy? Yeah, they can. And so what do we do about it? Nothing. We're waiting to see. I'm imagining that Trump will probably take a fairly strong position on it. Let's see what that is. Now, 40 minutes past the hour. In a moment, we meet Anna Oliker to talk about how Arab women work in the Israeli society. That's up next here on Good Day.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. This good economic news presents a unique financial opportunity for you. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.51%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how much we can lower your mortgage payment. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about Super Beets. It's my go-to drink when I'm feeling tired or sluggish or off my game. I drink Super Beets in the morning for an energy boost when I'm going on the air, or in the afternoon as a pick-me-up when I'm ready to go to the farm. No jittery side effects. If I'm going to the gym for a long workout, I use Super Beets as well. Super Beets, the great-tasting superfood drink. Great offer now for many of you who have not gotten in on the 30-day supply you get free when you order Super Beets at DougLikesBeets.com. But now, in addition to that, you get a free one-month supply of Nutrition Foundation, which is a daily multivitamin which is designed to work with Super Beets, packed with 24 essential nutrients. It's free, along with a 30-day supply of Super Beets and the book Beat the Odds when you order Super Beets at DougLikesBeets.com. Call 800-655-4183 for this offer, or go online, better yet, to DougLikesBeets.com.
The holidays are here. This year, be sure to get real cash back on all your shopping with Ibotta. Download the free Ibotta app, I-B-O-T-T-A, and get cash back on gifts, groceries, and alcohol for all your celebrations. Just unlock, shop, and get cash. Gifts for them, cash for you. Download Ibotta free today and get $10 just for trying it. $10. I-B-O-T-T-A. This holiday, you've gotta Ibotta.
Lights, glamour, action. It's time to get holiday ready. Burlington has the latest styles to help your family shine all season long. The headliners this holiday? Glitz and glamour in demand. Metallics, rose gold, and subtle sparkle kick up your look day or night. Turn heads in sweaters and dresses with cold shoulder details. Plus, we've got everything to deck out your home for the holidays. Up to 65% off other retailers' prices every day. Burlington, style for everyone.
Hello there, this is Nat King Cole, wishing you all a happy and a Merry Christmas.
The joy of living is in the giving. So let's give lots of toys for tots. Toys,
since 1947, toys, the United States Marine Corps has been helping Santa fill his sleigh, making happier holidays for deserving children right in your community. Go to toysfortots.org and learn how you can make a difference.
44 past the hour. Good day time. I'm Doug Steffen with Anna Olika, who is the producer and director of a new movie called Unrecognized. Unrecognized deals with the integration process of Arabs into Israeli society. So nice to talk with you, Ms. Olika. I think we met when
Hi.
I was here 4 or 5 years ago, if I'm not mistaken. How are you
Yes.
doing?
Yes, we did. Thank you.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You very much.
So,
and thank you for having me on the show. Yes.
Why is this important now? Why is the discussion of the integration of Arab women into the Israeli lifestyle important?
Well, I'll tell you, Doug, right now, especially as we see what's going on in the world, the extremization in certain places and also what's happening to women, especially Muslim women all over the world, it's important that in Israel that, you know, which you consider is considered to be one of the most educated countries and startup nation and so forth, that the minorities really have a stake and participate in everything that's involved. And myself, as an ultra-Orthodox woman, I'm probably the last person who would be making a film about Muslim Bedouin women. But the truth is, when I started, I didn't really know anything about this either, and I didn't know the importance about them integrating into the community. But we do have this demographic in Israel of Bedouins that are still living in tribal ways in the south, mm-hmm. In a very, very large part of Israel, a very, very large land. The land where they are living is a high percentage of the land of Israel, and they live many without basic services, sewage and running water and electricity. And this community right now is at a crossroads of really whether to go to the extremization of what's happening in our region today because they are very close to the Sinai border, or really to integrate into the Israeli society and become active and citizens and participants. And the women that I've met from that community feel that they should be at the forefront of that, and they should really fight for education and job opportunities for their community, and not necessarily overthrow the customs of the tribal ways, but to make inroads into making a change for the better so that the crossroads really for them go into the way of integration and not in the ways of them being recruited by forces.
There are a lot of reports of a number of murders of Israeli Arab women by some of the really conservative elements in that community. There have been a lot of demonstrations against the treatment of women mm-hmm. in the last couple of months.
Yeah.
Arab citizens are now calling for more police and social services. Is that what this movie profiles?
Well, no, not necessarily. What we are profiling in this film is really the women who are risking themselves and making a change by going out and enlisting into national service. National service is an army alternative in Israel, but it's more like a civil service where they volunteer in hospitals, in schools, in places like that. For them, that is the biggest change that a woman can make, is to be allowed the independence to leave the tent, the tribal tent, and to go out. A lot of many people will say when they're faced with such a community is, oh my God, there's polygamy. You know, some of these families have 50 to 70 children. The men can take up to four wives, and the honor killings, and these are really issues that are urgent. And obviously for the community, it takes a very long time for these kind of changes to happen. But what these women are saying is, let's just do what we can. Let's get immunizations. Let's get eyeglasses. Let's get wheelchairs. Let's get something. Let's let it be our own women who go out and make these changes for our own community. And slowly and surely, as the women go out, they can change the way that they are seen mm-hmm. and also the way that they are viewed, and empower themselves to say, let's stop the honor killings right now. Let's stop the other things that are going on.
So much is barbaric. The kinds of things that are going on here, most people observing from in any position in a progressive world would say that they're barbaric. So, again, the movie's called Unrecognized. What's the email that people can go to?
The email is unrecognizedfilm.org.
All right. Thank you very much. Nice to talk to you.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details. Need some extra cash for Christmas presents this year? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If you could use extra cash for Christmas, turn your radio up. 45cash.com specializes in connecting you with a lender ready to give you the cash you need for Christmas. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right. No paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com to request up to $5,000 for Christmas spending in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Want to see what you'd look like if you had a flatter belly? Now's your chance, because for a limited time, we're giving away free trials of Somabiotics, the new discovery that flattens bloated bellies fast. But hurry and call now while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-917-3929. Strict limit of one free trial per household. These free trials are reserved for anyone, male or female, who's looking for maximum belly flattening in minimum time. Somabiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly? Now's your chance. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving these trials of Somabiotics away for free. 1-800-917-3929. That's 1-800-917-3929. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-917-3929.
Minister Levine is in charge of tourism in Israel. One of the things that's most fascinating, I think, for Americans when they come over here is to see how, even though it's very Jewish, it really is, there's a home feeling, if you know what I mean. We feel at home when we come here. Is that on purpose, or do you think it's just the way it is?
I think it's both ways. First of all, it's not a secret that Israel is an open democracy that is based on the same value as the United States. And because of that, I think that many Americans who come here feel the American influence or the American atmosphere here, because the connection between the countries is very tight. And we do see Israel in many aspects as the front of democracy and the values of the free world in this region. The other aspect, of course, is derived from our vision towards how Israel should be, especially regarding that Israel is situated in the Holy Land. And we do see not just as an obligation, but rather as a right for us to make sure that the Holy Land will be open to everyone, that every believer, whether it is a Christian, Muslim, or other believer, will feel in Israel as his home.
One of the things that does bother, or I hear from Americans who may have a conversation with me on my radio program, has to do with safety, because of all of the headlines from the Middle East, and people say, oh my God, why are you going over there? It's Holy Week, it's bound to be dangerous. And I said, no, it'll be just the opposite. And I thought it was important. I've been over here, as I told you, 5 times. Holy Week, I thought, would be fascinating to see how it might be celebrated here. But let's speak to the issue of safety, because I have never not felt, that's a double negative
native, so I have always felt safe when I came over here. But a lot of Americans think that because of where you are and because of the focus of people who don't want you here, that it's dangerous, and in fact, it isn't.
I think that everyone that comes here immediately sees that what he saw on TV is completely different than the situation on the ground. I think that Israel is one of the safest countries in the world. It's not just our abilities to fight terror, something that we are doing for decades, and I think we have here the most, I think, skilled workers and people that deal with it in all aspects, from the airports to the tourist sites. But I think Israel is also one of the safest places regarding personal security. You can walk in the street in the night, you can admire the views of Jerusalem at night, or the views of the Sea of Tel Aviv, or the Sea of Galilee, and you can do it safely without any problem. And the rate of crime here is very, very low. So, in fact, people that are coming here are saying, "Oh, I never felt so safe as until I feel here, and it is completely different than what I saw and what I thought." And I do think, and you know that because you've been here for 5 times, that the best way to see and feel it is just to come. Board the plane, come here, you'll never forget it and never regret it.
I think that's very true. I never forget. I always have, every time I come, I have a different experience. I've never driven here. I've watched people drive, like my friend Avi here, and he's, it's like, okay, bing, bang, boom, everybody's moving around very quickly. But I find that it's the way that that I have felt comfortable is to see how everybody also gets along. There's lots of the harmonious, you talk about Christians and Arabs and Jews, I see more of that each time I come here, which again is sort of contrary to what the rest of the world thinks.
Of course, as I said, we see it as our right to make sure that everyone will feel free here and will feel safe and can pray and visit the Holy places. I think that unfortunately we are living in an era that all around us in the Middle East we see a situation that Christians suffer. Almost in certain places they even are deported and things like that. And I think that Israel is one of the few places in that area, even the only one, that Christians are living freely, proudly. Also notice that most people know English, which is of course something that is important. All the signs are of course in English, from the restaurants to the streets, etc. So when you come here, you really feel immediately as if you came to your second home.
Thank you. Thank you.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.